All right. You're listening to Green Left Radio. And on the line, we're very happy to have Tamadra Ali, who is a member of the Sudanese community within Melbourne. And for our listeners, you are probably aware that there's been a lot of kind of developments that have kind of happened in Sudan recently, including massive kind of protests against coup attempt by the army chief within Sudan. So, yeah, good morning, Tamadra.
Good morning, Jacob.
Okay. So to kind of start off this discussion and in this interview, can you give us, a bit of a background, on the political situation in Sudan, especially for our listeners who might not know as much, in the kind of lead up to this kind of coup attempt by the army chief within Sudan?
Before I start it, I would like to acknowledge on behalf of Sudanese Community Association in Victoria, the traditional custodian of the lands on which we work, the Wurundjeri, Wurrung, and the Darug people, and of the lands our services reach out Australia. We pay respect to elders past, present, and the future. To answer your questions, the situation before the announcement of the military coup had deteriorating between the civil and military components. That was about 2 months earlier. There had recently been verbal altercation between their members on social media platforms. There was also a fear from the military side that if it's handed over power to the civilian component, which was supposed to be today, 5th of November 21, they are accused of perpetrating the radical sit-in at the general command venue back in 3rd of June 2019, which claimed the lives of hundreds of young people from the December 2018 revolution. So that's exactly what happened. That's the background of why they decided to do this military coup right now.
Yeah, and what can you, tell us in more kind of detail about this kind of this coup attempt by the army chief, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan in Sudan? What has been sort of some of the actions that they've sort of taken as part of this coup and how it sort of impacted on Sudan?
Yeah, so what happened was on Monday, 25th of October, early in the morning, around 3 o'clock in the morning, Sudanese radio and television buildings were occupied by a military force affiliated with the Sudanese army. So General Burhan then, and at midday, he read out a statement announcing what he called measures to correct the cause of the glorious December 2018. In that statement, he declared a state of emergency, suspending work with 7 articles of the constitutional document. This is the document there were a mutual agreement to be a reference for both components, the military and the civilian component in the government, to take it to rule through it. So he actually suspended 7 main important articles of this document. He also arrested most of the ministers of the civilian component in the transitional government, also placing the prime minister under house arrest up until now. He also released state governors from their duties and relieved 6 of ambassadors who denounced the military coup, also appointing some leaders of the dissolved Islamic Conference Party. So it was obvious it's a coup against the process of democratic transformation, which stipulated in the constitutional document.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and what the more kind of expiring kind of thing, that has kind of happened in response to this coup attempt, not that it's a good thing that it's happened, but what has been quite expiring to look at from afar has been the mass protests that have been called in response. And I guess what has been the general response of the people of Sudan to this coup attempt, and what can you tell us about some of these protests that have been called in response?
The Sudanese people have more experience now after the December Revolution. So what they did, they did not accept that, of course. So since the declaration of the military coup by General Al-Burhan, all Sudanese people hit the streets to condemn the coup and request immediate restoration of the civil-led government. And then on 30th of October, the people of Sudan inside the country and abroad organized massive rallies. The protest and rallies sent clear message to the world and made it clear to the civilian-led transitional government needs to be restored. Also, civil disobedience and political strikes declared and is still on action now.
And I guess, this is just before that I asked the next question. I guess, what has been the response of the Sudan government to these kind of protests, like the military sort of leadership? Like, what has been the kind of extent of repression that these sort of protests have faced?
Declaration of the 25th of, military coups, there have been lots of arrests and armed peaceful protesters, and also there have been tortures, the killing. So far, it's 14. It's confirmed that there's 14 deaths. All of them are young boys, and also there's a girl. Also, there's around 160. It's been critically wounded, and now they are in hospitals. Not to mention the detention of everybody, saying that we don't want this military coup. So there's everybody against that, and they have their power and voice in the Sudanese community. Were being detained, and now they've been detained in unknown places. And we received news yesterday saying that four of the ministers of the on the cabinet that were being detained immediately before the announcement of the statement of the military coup, they are actually fighting for their life. And also unknown where their places are.
And I guess going into that, I want to sort of have a bit of question about some of the politics of the protest kind of movement. And I guess, what can you tell us about some of the civil groups and political organisations that have been involved in the protests? And I guess, what are some of the demands that being put forward by this kind of protest kind of movement?
Yeah, we have right now we have the Central Leadership Council of Forces of Freedom. And this led by Freedom and Change, actually. They called the Central Leadership Council of the Forces of Freedom and Change. This led by four main political parties and represents the Force of Freedom and Change. They actually demanding that the acknowledgement that what took place was a military coup. And they ask also to release members of the Sovereign Council, the civilian one, also the member of the government, and all detainees has to be returning, has to be, released. Also, they demand returning to the constitutional order before October 25th, also overthrowing the military coup, holding the military council accountable and achieving justice for the martyrs and the wounded. The immediate need for the prime minister, they also demand the immediate need for the prime minister and his ministers to carry out their duties. Also, on the other hand, we have the neighborhood resistance committees and the Sudanese Professional Association. Those people are more, they have more restricted demands. They completely refuse to negotiate with the military and demand the withdrawal of military from the political process and the accountability of all perpetrators of the 25th of the, October coup, and also the complete transition of the civilian government under the leadership of an independent cabinet consisting of technocrats. So this is the situation now of the main political and also, you know, people's resistance parties in Sudan.
Yeah, well, that was, I think, a kind of very good summary, and I guess very kind of informative. And I guess to conclude, I guess this kind of interview and discussion, I guess, do you have any, I guess, kind of final comments you'd like to make? And I guess more importantly, I have been aware that there has been a number of solidarity kind of protests organised in Melbourne by the Sudanese community. And I guess, you know, how can, you know, people, especially listeners, like, you know, support, you know, stand in solidarity with the Sudanese and what they're resisting? And I guess, are there any sort of upcoming kind of protests or actions being organised in Melbourne by the Sudanese community in solidarity with the protests?
Yeah, this is just the beginning. You know, there will be, I'm expecting that there will be a long fight against this military coup, because they are not intending to hand out the power to Sudanese, you know, the civilians component. And they are carrying on, you know, appointing. They are also have, they will announce appointing a new prime minister. So what we do will continue resisting that. And we at the Sudanese Community Association in Victoria, SCAF, we denounce any attempt to stand against the will of the Sudanese people to determine their destiny and their choice of civilian rule. Also, we call all concerned parties to achieve the will of the Sudanese people and condemn any use of violence against the defenseless people of Sudan, as they exercise their rights to express their will and stop repressions against peaceful protesters. So we will announce more. We actually sent letters to all the government representatives here in Australia, and we have a one body that organizes the resistance outside Sudan. So it contains it includes all the activists in the overseas, you know, abroad, of Sudanese people abroad, for example, like us, Sudanese Australians people and others. So we work along with our peers in Sudan to resist that. So there will be more rallies, there will be more, you know, and also we have fundraising open now to support the resistance inside Sudan. So yeah, there's lots of work to be done before this is over, and it's far from over, I expect that.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for all that, Mandra. And yeah, well, we definitely, our program wants to extend all the solidarity we can to what's happening in Sudan, and we completely, yeah, unequivocally stand with the struggle against this military coup. So yeah, thank you very much, Mandra.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to reflect on what's going on in Sudan. Jacob, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
No worries. Bye.
Bye. All right. So we're just having a discussion with Tamandra Ali, who is a member of the Sudanese community.